Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. You know, sometimes we encounter ideas in our faith that seem simple on the surface, but contain depths we could spend a lifetime exploring. That's exactly what we're going to do today as we look at Psalm 99. The Bible verses for today are found in Psalm 99, verses 2 to 3. Great is the Lord in Zion, exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he.
When we think about God's attributes, most of them feel somewhat familiar to us. We understand love because we experience it in our relationships. We grasp mercy because we've both received and given it. But holiness? That's something entirely different. Something that sets God apart in a way that's hard for us to fully comprehend. You see, holiness isn't just another characteristic that God possesses. It's fundamental to his very nature in a way that's unique to him alone. While we're created in God's image and can reflect many of his attributes like love, wisdom, and faithfulness, holiness stands apart. It's not something we naturally possess or can develop on our own. Think about it this way. When we show love or extend mercy, we're expressing something that's already within us, even if imperfectly. But holiness? That's different. It's completely other. It's a quality that belongs to God alone in its pure, perfect form. This is why throughout Scripture we see holiness described not just as something God has, but as something he is. It's his very essence, his complete separation from anything impure or imperfect. Let's talk about how we actually receive this incredible gift of holiness. You see, while we can't achieve holiness on our own, God has provided a way through Jesus Christ. It's what theologians call imputed holiness, a fancy way of saying that Christ's holiness becomes ours when we put our trust in him. Think of it like this. On our own, we're like an empty vessel trying to fill itself with something we don't naturally possess. No matter how hard we try, no matter how many good deeds we do, we can't manufacture true holiness. But through Christ, God fills that vessel with his own holiness. This is why the gospel is such amazing news. We don't have to somehow earn or achieve this holiness. It's freely given to us through our relationship with Jesus. When God looks at those who have put their faith in Christ, he sees us covered in his Son's holiness. It's not that we become perfectly holy in our daily lives, but rather that Christ's holiness is credited to our account. And here's what makes this even more beautiful. While this holiness is given to us as a gift, it also begins a transformation in our lives. As we walk with Christ, as we allow his Spirit to work in us, we begin to reflect more and more of his holy character. It's a journey, not a destination, and it all starts with accepting that we can't do it on our own. This is the heart of grace, that God gives us what we could never earn or achieve on our own. He takes people who are naturally unholy, and through Christ makes us holy in his sight. It's not about our effort or our worthiness, it's all about his overwhelming generosity and love. When we really think about it, God's holiness is what truly sets him apart from everything else in existence. It's right there in Psalm 99. He's exalted above all peoples. This isn't just about being better or greater. It's about being fundamentally different completely, other perfectly pure in a way that nothing else in creation can match. This divine holiness demands a response from us. It's not something we can casually acknowledge and move on from. When we truly grasp even a glimpse of God's holiness, our natural response should be praise and worship. Just as the psalm says we're called to praise his great and awesome name, this isn't just a suggestion, it's the only appropriate response to encountering such overwhelming holiness.
Consider how this impacts our worship. When we come before God, we're not just coming before a powerful being or a loving friend, though he is both of those things. We're coming before the Holy One, the one who exists in perfect, unmatched purity. This should fill us with both awe and humility. It should shape how we approach him, how we speak to him, how we worship him. Yet here's the amazing thing. This holy God, this perfectly pure being, invites us into his presence. He doesn't keep his holiness at a distance, but shares it with us through Christ. This is why our praise isn't just duty, it's a genuine response to his incredible grace. When we truly understand who he is and what he's done, praise isn't something we have to force, it flows naturally from a heart that's encountered true holiness. So what does it look like to actually live out this holiness in our day-to-day lives? It's one thing to understand it conceptually, but the real challenge comes in walking it out. The beautiful thing is we're not left to figure this out on our own. The Holy Spirit works within us, gradually transforming us to reflect more of God's character. Think about your daily interactions, at work, at home, with friends, even with strangers. Each of these moments is an opportunity to reflect God's holiness. It might look like choosing integrity when no one's watching, showing patience when you're frustrated, or extending forgiveness when it's difficult. These aren't just good moral choices, they're moments when we're allowing God's holiness to shine through us. Remember, we're not trying to manufacture holiness on our own. That's an impossible task. Instead, we're learning to yield to the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. It's like a dance where we follow His lead. When we feel that gentle nudge to speak truth in love, to show compassion to someone who's hurting, or to stand firm for what's right, that's the Holy Spirit guiding us toward holy living. And here's something encouraging. This transformation doesn't happen overnight. God is patient with us in this process. Every small step of obedience, every moment we choose to align our lives with His character, is part of our journey toward reflecting His holiness. We might not always get it right, but that's okay. What matters is that we keep responding to His leading, keep allowing Him to work in us, keep choosing His way over our own. You see, living in His holiness isn't about achieving perfection. It's about progression. It's about becoming more like Him, day by day, choice by choice, moment by moment. As we do this, we become living testimonies of His transforming power, showing the world what it looks like when ordinary people are touched by an extraordinary holy God. As we wrap up today's discussion on God's holiness, let me leave you with this thought. Holiness isn't a distant, unattainable ideal. It's a gift that God freely offers to each of us through Jesus Christ. While we may sometimes feel overwhelmed by the magnitude of God's holiness, remember that He doesn't expect us to achieve it on our own.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, Your holiness is beyond our comprehension, pure, perfect, and unmatched. Thank You for revealing Your holiness to us and inviting us into Your presence through Jesus Christ. We are humbled that through His sacrifice, we are made holy in Your sight, not by our own efforts, but by Your grace. Lord, help us to reflect Your holiness in our daily lives. Teach us to yield to the work of the Holy Spirit so that our actions, words, and choices align with Your character. When we falter, remind us of Your patience and love and give us the courage to continue growing in faith and obedience. May our lives be a testimony of Your transforming power, and may we always approach You with awe, humility, and praise. Thank You for the gift of Your holiness and the privilege of walking with You in Jesus' holy name. Amen, friends. May your day be filled with the radiance of hope, the warmth of love, and the peace of God's presence. May blessings overflow in your life, lifting your spirit and guiding your path. Walk confidently, knowing that His grace surrounds you and His holiness inspires you. Be a light and stay blessed always.